Trace Yellis, and this is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. As we've reported on this program previously, a federal court ruled that Latino representation in Eastern Washington's 15th legislative district is insufficient under the Voting Rights Act, so the voting maps are being redrawn by the court. Nikki Torres, a Latina former farm worker who worked her way through college to become a successful businesswoman and a state senator, represents the 15th district now. She's with us along with two other Washington State Latina leaders, Deputy Mayor of Moses Lake, Deanna Martinez, and the Executive Director of the Center for Latino Leadership, Maya Espinoza. Now, all of you disagree with the court's ruling. Why? We'll start with you, Senator Torres.
First of all, the Bipartisan Commission was brought in to be transparent in the process and to create a majority Latino district. And that is what they actually accomplished. They actually did accomplish a majority Latino district. It's currently at 73%. So they actually did the job right. But what the argument is by these special interest groups that are very partisan is that it's not representation of the community, but yet I was elected and I am part of the community. I look like the community and I have worked just like the other community members have in this community. So their argument is very invalid, in my opinion.
The 15th district did elect a Latino, but she just has the wrong party affiliation is how I feel. The Democrats are saying, the majority party are saying that, you know, it wasn't good enough to have a Latino majority district. We also need to make sure that that Latino or Latina is a Democrat. And that is just, that's wrong. It's a power grab. And it's frankly trying to silence our conservative Latino voices. As a Latina, I don't see what this lawsuit is doing other than to try and make another district for the Democrats and to continue to try and speak for a group of people that should be able to make up their own minds. We are not, a monolithic voting bloc that is told or should be told what to do. We are very careful in our decisions. We have our conservative values. And so for some other political activist group saying that, no, we don't know better, this is how it needs to go, that's offensive and it's appalling. It's disappointing because I don't go over there and do the same thing on the West side, because I do think that there are differences.
The Latino community in this area was celebrating to get Senator Nikki Torres elected. I think the real problem here is that this was an apparently partisan effort led by special interest groups and decided by one judge in the area who clearly doesn't understand the Latino community in this area. The evidence that they used in this case was based on Seattle politics, based on a Seattle happens to be Latino group. That is very partisan. And so, you know, to try to measure Nikki's accomplishments or her voting record when at the time when she was elected, she had never been elected before. So there was no voting record to even compare to. It's all the premise is very, very off for me. Strongly disagree with the court's decision here and this effort to, you know, essentially redistrict it and draw someone in and someone out. I mean, that's how this goes. And that's why we have one of the strongest bipartisan commissions in the country to do this work.
Some say what's really behind this is really just an attempt to turn a traditionally Republican district into a Democrat district. Do you agree that the vast majority of Latinos vote for Democrats?
No, I don't agree that the vast majority of Latinos vote Democrat. There is very much a different demographic. Majority of Latinos were traditionally raised very conservative, so we align more with conservative values. And some may choose to vote on social issues, some may choose to vote by candidate, but a majority of the time, it is based on issues that appeal to them or that apply to them in their community. So I do not agree that majority of Latinos vote Democrat?
You know, we have a letter by our name, Republican, Democrat, but when you look at our value system, you know, Latinos in general lean conservative. We believe in church and God, family first, minimal government. We're going to, if, you know, work to get where we want to go. We're willing to just pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and keep moving to accomplish our goals. All that to me is conservative thinking, which lends towards the Republican Party. It's about the conservative values.
I agree. As a community, our values align actually more on the right. But, you know, for whatever reason, many, you know, Latinos either self-describe themselves as Democrats, but really on issues are more aligned with Republicans. Or they've been ascribed that they are Democrats because they're immigrants or whatever the narrative has been fed to them. However, you know, in these communities that Nikki and I work, we know these community values and we know that they do align. To say that they are partisan one way or another, I think itself is inherently racist. The community has its own nuances, you know, community to community. And again, when this decision was based on a Seattle organization's set list of legislative priorities, those are not necessarily the community values in this area of Eastern Washington. And Tracy, real quickly, I wanted to, you know, touch on this point of gerrymandering. This is exactly the intent, is to gerrymander a district. And you can, you know, try to fluff or massage that term as much as you want. But the fact of the matter is, if you're trying to draw a district to specifically, you know, guarantee an outcome, and in this case, it would clearly the desired outcome, if they need to align with Democratic, you know, values, is to draw a Democrat Latino district. And frankly, that's going to be hard to do when this community tends to be pretty conservative.
I have heard it said that a Republican, even if she is a Latina, isn't truly able to represent all Latinos, from farm workers to business owners. I mean, Senator Torres, what do you think about that? I mentioned in the intro here that, you know, you yourself are a former farm worker. Then you've worked your way up to become a businesswoman. So you actually lived from one spectrum to the other. So, I mean, what's your thought? What do you feel when people say something like that? Oh, she's a Republican, so there's no way she could represent Latinos.
Yeah, they're not looking at the obvious. They're just looking at the letter R next to my name. And that's very hurtful because they have no idea who I am. They haven't given an opportunity or looked or have had any kind of discussion with me or meeting with me to see who I really am. And, you know, as you mentioned, I grew up in a migrant household. My parents were farm workers. I was a farm worker right alongside with them. And I put myself through school. And I had my daughter at a very young age, and I had to work two jobs, just like many of our community members do. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to farm work and to have to work multiple jobs to put food on the table and to put myself through school as well. Coming from a household that had very minimal formal education, that's really tough to do, to navigate a system. So I know very much what it's like, what community members are going through. And the more and more I'm meeting with these other community groups, they're actually, you know, advocating, saying, okay, yeah, you really are like us. But it's very hurtful to hear at first from these special interest partisan groups that are clearly gerrymandering that I don't represent the community. And that is, to say the least, very insulting.
I think it has a tone of sexism in it as well. You know, it's already hard enough to get women to run for office, and it's even harder to get them elected. And for, you know, to paint Nikki in a broad brushstroke and say she doesn't represent the Latina community or the Latino community, I think has a rhetoric that is slightly sexist as well.
Senator Torres, I mean, the proof is really in the pudding. maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing for the Latino community. You know, I mean, people say, oh yeah, she talks. I'm sure people out there say, oh, she talks the talk, but does she walk the walk, right?
Yes, no, exactly. You know, growing up in Tri-Cities and specifically in East Pasco, I volunteered a lot, served on numerous boards, and I continue to do that. I currently serve on Columbia Industries board, and I've been going to meetings with communities for our colleges. I've also the Sunnyside Unidos group as well. So, you know, just being involved in the community events, and it's usually all volunteers. So the bar is definitely set higher for us, especially those that are Latina or Latino. It's definitely higher. And so you'll see that, you know, nobody else in the 15th is being talked about. It's just me. My seat. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that's being really brought up. And that's because I'm a Latina. And it's hard for people to stomach the idea that a Latina could be a Republican. But here I am. I am like the community. I live the same experiences many of our community members are currently living those experiences. And I'm out there involved in those groups and making sure that they're seeing that I'm there, that I do care about the community. Because I've lived there, been through it, and I'm still part of the community.
What I'm picking up on what she's saying is community work is Latino community work in her case. And she's been doing that. You know, I work with a number of members across the state, and Nikki is one of the busiest. She's always at community events. She's always, you know, participating in one board or another. And, you know, I've gotten to see some of that firsthand. And I think that Nikki's done a great job of just doing this community work. You know, she's not the type to be in the Puget Sound, in Seattle or in Olympia parading, you know, and showing off her accomplishments. She's in her community, in the trenches, doing community work, which happens to be Latino community work.
She's probably one of the hardest working senators in her freshman year. She's been out throughout her district. And that's important because Latinos in general are kind of keep our heads down. We don't, you know, we look up when we need to. And so for her to be out in her district, connecting with the communities on their ground where they are, speaking to them, communicating with them in their own language is huge. She understands just based on how she grew up, you know, she is representative of the Latino community in our areas in Central Washington. Then add on all of the experience she's had as an adult, being the president of the Tri-Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You know, another thing she's worked on.
Let's talk a little bit about this idea that Republicans are, for whatever reason, insensitive to what's happening in the Latino community in general. Is it your experience when you're here in Olympia that Republicans don't care about the Latino community? Yeah. Do you find yourself talking with your colleagues here in Olympia about Latino issues? And maybe as a Latina, because you have those experiences here,
yeah,
when you're here in Olympia, you can educate your colleagues about Latino issue?
So Latinos are very hardworking, as we know. They will work in anything just to provide for their families. So childcare has been a huge issue, and which is why I was very adamant about voting yes on a childcare bill that passed this session, which I'm very happy it did, because majority of our Latino community was really keeping an eye on that as well, because again, childcare is a huge issue. And you know, the other thing I noticed too, when I was actually out on the streets knocking on doors, the number one thing people said that really affected them, the biggest issue that came to mind, was public safety. Mm-hmm. And number two was the economy and gas. So that right there, I mean, the issues that the Republican Party has really touched on, those are issues that the people, the community, the Latino community was really emphasizing that affected them.
There's this idea that, you know, Western Latinos, West Side Latinos don't feel like the Republicans agree with some of their policies or ideologies. But have they ever sat together in you know, across the table from each other and talked. Case in point, there was a Hispanic legislative caucus. The two Hispanics that are Republicans that would be basically connected to Eastern Central Washington aren't on that caucus. Why is that? So if West Side Latinos want to try and understand us and vice versa, then why wasn't Representative Ybarra and Senator Torres part of that Hispanic legislative caucus?
One of the other things that I wanted to mention is when I was a legislative liaison to the Governor's Commission on Hispanic Affairs, happened to be around the same time that both that the Senate was controlled by the majority coalition, which left essentially Republicans in charge of the Senate. And in a bipartisan effort, we worked to advance what was called the Real Hope Act. So this was not, you know, the Dream Act, which is unfunded. This was allowing college students to actually receive state funding to be able to go to college. This was Republicans that led this effort, and this was a bipartisan effort on the House and through the Governor's Commission to see this happen, but would not have happened without Senate being controlled by Republicans.
Senator, final words?
You know, here's the thing. I was elected by the people, by the 15th district, and I'm just going to continue doing my job. And like I mentioned earlier, we are currently at 73% Latino. We are a majority Latino district. So they elected me, and I will continue to work for the people of the community.
Senator Torres believes it's imperative to involve citizens in the new court-ordered legislative redistricting. It should not be done behind closed doors. She has asked legislators to do their constitutional duty, call themselves back into session, and reconvene the Washington State Redistricting Commission.
This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.